as Pierre said, I'm an infectious disease epidemiologist. I like data. This is not data. this was a real stretch for me, but I was fascinated by the integration of community art and public health in Cuba. And my other disclosure is, as you will see very quickly, I'm not a professional photographer. So, you know, and had I known I was going to be giving this talk, I might have paid more attention to what I was doing. I thought I'd start out with what is health. You all are probably familiar with this WHO statement from 1946 that it's a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease and infirmity. So that's what health is. What's art? Well, it's an all-embracing concept that includes many different ways of expressing ourselves, music, dancing, painting, photography, theater, literature, etc. And it expresses the human experience in a non-literal way. And the beauty of it is that it can be interpreted by different people in different ways. So everybody sees something relating to their personal experience when they view art. And it helps us to understand the world. So then what's the relationship between art and health? Well, you know, in mental health and individual therapy, art has been used as a way of helping people get better. Benefits can include stress reduction and symptom reduction. And it also helps people develop this capacity for self-reflection. And it, using art can actually alter behaviors and thinking patterns. So enlarging that concept to the community art concept, community art can involve audiences, communities, intellectually and emotionally in conversations about health issues. So it helps enhance these discussions that may be difficult, like in the case of HIV/AIDS. It can empower communities to get involved in processes that affect health. It can empower communities to affect environmental change that, again, can have an impact on health. And it also can increase interdisciplinary collaborations, and it can create opportunities for social connectedness. So, as Pierre said, I visited Cuba in March of this year, and one of the places we visited was this community mental health clinic. And I wanted to show you this, well, going back to this picture, you can see this is a beautiful building. It used to be a private home and now is a community center, but there's still some artwork in the garden there. This is some sculpture. So this is an example of more on the individual level. The community center also, as we do in the United States, engaged clients in individual artwork. This is some of the work that they did. And this was a little girl who sang to us. And so music was part of the therapy, too. She was very, very cute. We also visited the Casa del Abuelo. I should have disclosed I don't speak Spanish either, so please forgive my pronunciation. This woman, really dynamic, sang to us many songs. She was really involved. But again, music was part of the, I'm not sure they even see it as therapy, but just as part of the social activities. But then we also saw some community art projects. The first one we visited was in Havana, called Muraleando Community Project. And this was a neighborhood in Havana that was in less than desirable condition. There was a landfill nearby. And the community revitalized that area and put in all of these murals. And you can see the houses that are decorated, and this is one of the sidewalks. I don't, unfortunately, here's another picture of some artwork that was there. I don't have a picture of the whole building, but there was a water tank around building that has been appropriated for community art projects. So this is just a mosaic that was there. We heard music by some people who performed there. The man on the left was a rapper. And he had been in prison, had turned his life around, and now performed as a rapper. The woman on the right and her husband had been on the Cuban equivalent of American Idol and had won some prizes, I guess Cuban Idol, I don't know. And so she also sang for us. There was also, here's a picture of Pierre, eyeing some goodbyes. So there were artwork and crafts that were for sale, T-shirts. I bought a stuffed animal for my new grandbaby, earrings, things like that that residents had made. And you can see this is inside that round building, so you can see how it's curved. We also visited the HIV project in Matanzas, but as part of this project, we visited this area. This you'll see some more pictures. It's an alleyway that has been transformed into an art project. And this was done, Matanzas was one of the regions that had a lot of sugar plantations. And so there were a lot of slaves that were brought over to this area from Africa. And this, again, I'll show you some more pictures. But this mural tells the story. You can see the ship there. And again, I have more pictures. But the story of the African slaves arriving in Cuba and their experience there. So here's the whole alleyway. And down at the very end, there's a house, and that's a consultorio. So the consultorio worked with a project called Callejón de las Tradiciones to put this mural together. And it was done with people who were either HIV positive or at risk of HIV. So here are just some pictures. I thought they were just really beautiful, again, telling the story. And we also saw while we were there, they put on a play for us, a little skit, showing with music, showing in drama about the transport of slaves from Africa to Cuba. So these are some of the pictures from that. So in summary, the relationship between arts and health is an important one, and Cuba has a lot of projects in the community to enhance this relationship and to enhance health. I looked in the United States to see what we're doing here, and we actually have quite a few projects as well. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the AIDS Quilt Project. That is a good example of using art to talk about difficult subjects, particularly at the beginning of the AIDS epidemic. I'm from Houston, and I know that we have some projects there, but what I didn't know about is that we have a collaborative art project with public that uses art to increase awareness of the obesity epidemic. And so I'm going to need to find out where this is. The city of Philadelphia is known as the city of murals. They have a lot of projects looking at that. Yale had a really interesting project, you can Google it online, where art students designed public health posters, again, to increase awareness. And then, you know, so many cities have these projects. But I think it's something that we should look at, this relationship more in the United States between art and public health and how that can help our communities. So that is it. Thank you.